you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Live Paranormal Show on Live Paranormal Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts. The other one would be Rob. Let's bring him in. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. Should we continue our discussion off air, on air, or no?
No, because I really wasn't sure where we're going.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Got it. No problem. Anyway, how are you this evening?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm excited to do the show tonight. Like always, disappointed that we're not doing a live stream investigation like we did last Tuesday in replace of our show. I mean, we never can replace our show. But if you're going to, if we have to do something else, you know, but I'm okay with the fact that we're investigating and streaming live.
Yeah.
So hopefully everyone caught us on our live stream last week. I was going to say weekend, and I don't know why. It's habit.
Having a night.
Having a night. I don't know. Yeah. Last weekend. I guess, like, for the first, like, 6 or 7 years, we always streamed live on the weekends. And now we do it during
the
weekend.
Yeah,
we did, yeah. Maybe I got kind of in the mode of saying last weekend. But it's actually our travel and investigation and live streaming days are now mostly primarily on a Tuesday. So we streamed from a new location that, in reality, has never really been investigated before. And those are scary for the fact of you don't know what you're going to get because you might not get anything. And it's not scary as in, like, oh, I'm scared, but as in, wow, we got nothing and we're set up a huge
or
live stream.
Scary in the respect of, will our connection actually work?
Yeah.
To conduct a live stream.
Because obviously we've never really tested it out. But it was actually scary good. We actually got a lot of interaction with spirits and reviewing the evidence. It's as good as I thought it was, if not better.
Which is rare.
It was rare. It was one of those where we had, you know, I don't want to say it, probably the most overused words or sentence in something that goes really, really well is exceeding our expectations. But you couldn't exceed our expectations because we had no expectations going in because we've never been there. And we had nothing to go on except for just a little bit of possible activity that had occurred. And the setting was pretty interesting. They had a lot of history, a lot of things that were in our favor when it comes to possibly, you know, having activity. So it actually worked out really well. We did a couple of things, including a remote psychic call. And you know, if people haven't caught it, then we're going to release it on Facebook probably later on this week. And we will also release kind of like the highlights and some of the cool things we captured, like full voices and some really great ghost box stuff. It's just, we have to have a meeting with the owners of the location to see how they want us to present it. Because I do know if we put their name on it and people see the type of activity we have, they probably will be flooded with potential investigations. And I'm not sure that's what they want. You know, so we have to kind of,
go from there, yeah.
Feel out what exactly we do, because we weren't expecting to have, like, a ton of clip-worthy material.
Yeah.
We did a live stream, and during the live stream we had what I would consider clip-worthy material. And we don't just put anything out. It has to be at a certain standard, which we live by. And it was there.
Definitely
so
was there.
We'll put that out
soon.
We will put the live stream up on Facebook. You know, we streamed it on TikTok, which is a cool platform, and you know, we can't do them all in one. So, you know, we'll be posting that on Facebook, I think, within the next couple of days. So that's something we will figure out off air, and you know, talk about it, and hopefully we'll probably have them on too, because they're it was a pretty good investigation, and I know they probably want to come on and talk about it too. But the one thing I did mention is we did do a remote psychic call, and our guest tonight was not the psychic we had, but she's done many psychic calls with us previously, and you know, definitely need to have Ron do more. So, and I'm wondering if maybe she's even just getting something, you know, based on what we're saying. So there is the after the fact remote psychic calls too, because I know she's really blown away with some stuff before. So maybe we can talk to Joni about that and maybe see what she's been up to, and let's bring her on.
Yep, let's do that. Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys.
How are you? Hi.
I
feel as if we should say Happy New Year, because we haven't talked to you yet this year.
Yeah.
And
no.
I blame us.
Well, you know what? I've been off air for a while, and we've all got COVID here. So we're on the better end of it now. The tail end of it is getting better, but it's been several weeks. Like, I mean, 6 weeks. So, yeah, it's been quite a run.
I officially take the blame off of us for not being in contact, because I was 100% willing to take that blame, and I should have let you go first, because you know,
okay,
it's so much better to pass the blame.
Yeah, I think my husband would agree. If you can pass the buck, that's what we'll do.
There
no, there's
especially
no way.
Like
we get busy with life living, and you get busy and things go on, but we've been lifelong friends for many years, so even if we don't talk in 6 months, it's like yesterday.
Yeah,
exactly. And what you know, what's been kind of interesting with us is and we touched on this at the beginning of our show, is our show day is now also our investigation travel day, so it's turned into the way our rotation is with our availability is there's sometimes that we switch it up and do a live investigation at the time of our regular show. So it's been kind of hit or miss on what we're doing. We kind of don't tell people, and then we kind of, hey, we're live, and you know, we're coming on an investigation, you know. So, you know, it's been an interesting year so far. And you know, like we were saying, we ended up not doing the show last week because we were at a location that was really cool. So, you know, we streamed it was 2 hours, roughly just a shade under 2 hours. It was 1 hour and 52 minutes investigation. And I can only remember that because I was holding the camera, and our rig broke. So I was holding the camera in one hand, the light in the other. And I had like my arms were bent at that position for an hour and 52 minutes. And when I got done, I couldn't put my arms down. They were like stuck in that position.
It was pretty funny.
I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering how long were my arms in that position? Like kind of like an upward bent, you know, position of holding something. And it was an hour and 52 minutes. And I remember that was only last week. So it's not like it's like a huge feat to remember something last week, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I remember. I was like, wow, no wonder my arms
used you as a coat rack.
Yeah.
I should have put my purse there. Put my purse
I'm good
there,
for
you know.
Hour and 52.
Yeah.
And then finally I was like, all right, guys, we're done. And I think, like, I surprised everyone. Was like, okay, I can't take anymore. Like, my fingers were getting numb. I was like, I almost lost my arms. That was the
dedication. He cried.
Oh, wow. Why can I see that? I don't know, but I can.
Yes, exactly.
People were like, come on, Rob, toughen it up.
I was like,
you got this.
Right, you got this. You can handle it, I swear.
And, you know, I noticed it was getting bad to the point where I really wasn't paying attention. And I was on like the fifth step of a staircase that had no rail. And Nikki was like,
right.
Hey, if you take like just a half an inch step back, you're going down. Like probably, it's probably a 10-foot drop. And I really wasn't even paying attention because my arms, I was just focused on that. So then I realized that's my, we should probably maybe, you know, wrap it up. But it was a really great investigation. You know, a lot of times after like 30, 40 minutes, it gets kind of dull, but the building was huge and we had a lot of activities. So
it was
on
great.
Our side.
That's good. That's good. I think a lot of viewers have this idea that you go in, you investigate, and you've got stuff going on 24/7. Meanwhile, what it usually is, even a very haunted location, you've got maybe 20 minutes to 30 minutes of haunted stuff. You've captured over 12 hours.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
So it can get, you know, a bit tedious or long. So I can see Rob 2 hours holding the camera going, come on, Nick. Come on. Can't do it.
Right.
It's like, come on. You never know. As soon as you put that camera down, something might come. You got to give it a few more minutes.
Exactly.
You know?
I overextend like past, there's a point where I look at her and I know when she's done, you know, and then I take it past that next level. Like I don't just stop there, you know, and then I make a mental note.
Can't.
Okay, maybe I need to consider stopping you know, I keep going, but that was just, I didn't want to stop though. There was a lot going on, but it was getting motivated. On our return visit, you know, maybe we'll give you a call because it's an interesting building.
Well, we had a lot of fun on the last investigation that I sat with you guys in on, where you guys were in that church basement. Do you remember? And you guys got some photos of that face, and Rob's like, I don't know if it's a face or a cat. And I was like, oh, dude, you got like multiple layers of different, you know, images that was captured. I thought that was incredible. I never forget that one.
Well, you know,
Which one I'm dying to see about is the Whispering Willows Estate. That's something that's just come across my plate in the last month. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is a place people need to go to next.
I
want to go.
I've never been there.
No, me either.
Well, that's why I was bringing up. I'm like, maybe these guys would love to go there, but... it's another paranormal person in the field brought it up to me and said, what do you get on this? Because they were looking to going. I don't think they've gone yet. Mm-hmm. But when I did catch a couple videos off YouTube just to kind of see what they're talking about, I'm completely drawn in. I'm completely drawn in. I partially viewed a bit. And I was like, you know what? I'd really love it if somebody actually went there. And then I would be open completely to doing a remote viewing there. I think it would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Just saying.
Rob, add it to the list.
But, you know, with us too, it's like we come across buildings, and this place, like we went last week, had no investigations done. I mean, there was one, I guess, done long time ago. That was just people came in. There was no document of it, and it was really interesting. And the building itself, you know, looks really cool. But going, and we did, like I said, we had the remote. We'll have to have you, you know, call in or video in at some point.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your gifts, can you, and I think you've done this before, can you go back? Like, do we have to be there? Can we just be discussing the time? Like, if it was last week, can you remote view something that we have already been to and we're not currently there? How do you work?
Yeah, I could. So the way it's always easiest if you're at the location at the time. It's always easier. I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. But I have done remote view with people where, like for missing persons cases, you know. So it can be done where you can go to a location that somebody was previously at, and if spirit really needs to talk about it, they'll bring that up in my vision, right? So if you guys want to talk about a place you've been to before, as we're talking about it, I'm already having this conversation with my guides saying, stand where they're at, what they're talking about, where were they? So oftentimes they'll show me an image, and then it kind of just starts like your those old-fashioned camera reels or those those old reels that used to go on the tripod. Yeah, it's kind of like that. And the movie just starts real slow, but then once it gets going, it's kind of like click, 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 and then it just goes. And then I start picking up stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah,
is that like, you know, if there's something that, or a message that wants to come through, or there's something, you know, somebody is trying to get a hold of you, does that happen, like, as we're talking about it, do you start seeing the stuff?
Yeah.
And it's probably situational. You probably not every time we talk about an investigation, you probably pick up stuff, but maybe situational based on, you know, what you're trying, what someone may be trying to give you.
Right. It can be situational. Most times it is. It just depends the conversation. But, I mean, I've been at a cafe with somebody talking to them, and all of a sudden we were talking about something completely different. And as the conversation's going, I'm like, oh, well, did you used to live in this house or be at this house? And she's like, no, my boyfriend did, but we've been broken up for 4 years, but that's where I used to hang out. And then all this information started coming up, and she's like literally picking her jaw off the floor, you know, while we're waiting to order coffee, right? And she's like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. Just spirit came in. And so what happens is spirit doesn't live by linear time like we do. So when they see the opportunity, I mean, it can be situational. We talk about it. It kind of opens the door a little more, gives them that green light, says, hey, we're talking about this right now. Let's go. But oftentimes, it's not always the case. They may turn around and say, hey, you know what, Rob, Nikki, and Joe are talking about this stuff, but I want to come in and talk about this place from 5 years ago, you know, and they might start talking about it, right? So it can happen.
Well, and, you know, this location we went to was pretty interesting, too, because it had a lot of history in the area. It had, the building had changed from what it originally was built for into something different, but yet something different would be, you know, something that could attract paranormal activity. So it was like at every step of it, you know, there was something that, you know, possibly could linger or possibly could be the source of activity. So it made it interesting because it was like, hey, who are we talking to? And if, you know, we did, and I'm 100% certain we had intelligent communication, but it's like, was that person or spirit from, you know, this time period?
Are this timeline?
Now?
That timeline?
You know,
exactly.
You know, so it's like questions, like, what do you ask? And, it, you know, you had to be like, well, are you here for this? Are you here for that? You know, and or you're here for something completely different. You know, so that makes it interesting and also fun for the live stream. Because
the fun part is, like, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're absolutely right. Like, you might have some idea of the history at the location you're at, and there are layers. There are different layers. And you get somebody coming through, and it's an intelligent conversation. And you're just like, okay, am I talking to so-and-so from 1700 or 1800? Is this 1820 or 1849, you know? So one of the things I always ask anybody who's seen this, I said, you know, if you're not sure, just kind of shut yourself down for a moment and do some grounding work, and then ask spirit to show you, what do they look like, their period of clothing? If you can't psychically hear them or feel that you can trust the messages they're giving you, like psychically, then ask them to show you what you look like. So what I often do is I'll have someone close their eyes, and you're going to start envisioning looking at this spirit who's communicating with you. Start off by looking at their feet or where their feet would be, and slowly work your way up their body, and ask yourself, are they wearing shoes? Are they wearing, you know, boots? Are they barefoot? Are they wearing a pinafore or short breeches? You know, that kind of gives you an idea of time period, and it might correlate with what you're getting or what knowledge you do have of the historical, you know, and the different layers. So that might help you kind of pinpoint more who you're talking to, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
for sure.
And, you know, and a lot of times on the live streams, we use like the spirit box and stuff. And I always ask, you know, what is your association with this building or land? And I hardly ever get like the right an answer that we can work on. You know, but you never know. You know, a lot of times we just
one day.
I always ask them. It's the, you know, you get nothing, but you know, I'm the store owner. You know, you'd love for them to say that, or this is Jim from Jim's place. You know, so
right.
That always makes it fun because then it's challenging because you don't know then what your follow-up question is. You know, hey, you know, are you there? And yes, I'm here. And then you start asking questions, and it's harder because we don't have the gifts that you do, where we can't necessarily see them or envision them. But it's fun.
Well,
I'm going to
say, contrary to what you just said, you do have the gifts that I do. Everybody does. It's just about learning to become more in tune with it. You know what I mean? Really connecting with it, trusting what you get. You know what I mean? I know it might sound like, oh, yeah, that sounds so simple for you, but, you know, but practice in theory. I'm telling you, as you get better at it, every place you go to investigating, you guys will have what's called that gut feeling. And that gut feeling is your guide. It's tugging and telling you something. So I often tell people, I'm like, the worst thing you can do is second guess what you get. But as humans, mm-hmm. that's what we all do, including myself. I second guess myself a lot until, you know, spirit kicks me in the rump. And then I'm like, all right, got it. but I mean, I've sat here and I've watched, like, actually just days ago, I was watching a video on YouTube of a live stream. And there was these men who were doing an investigation walkthrough, and they had the spirit box and all that fun stuff. And they were getting some stuff through, but as they were doing it, I'm hearing psychically more than what they're hearing. And instantly I was like, okay, I know what else to ask, but they're not asking it, you know? So sometimes I get excited and wish, like, oh, I wish I could be there and tell them, right? But
right.
It does get frustrating when spirit gives you just one word answer and you're like, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean, you
right.
know? So you just got to kind of, like, think to yourself, when they said that one word, how do you feel when you heard that word? Did it make you feel like... She said choked. Does that mean she choked and drowned, or somebody choked her, or she choked on food, or was she hanged? You know, and you ask yourself those different questions when you get that word on the box, and your gut will kind of pull you towards what feels right. And just try, just try. I mean, how surprising would it be when you're done, you get more info and you find out, you know what, there was somebody who had this, this, and this that I picked up on, right?
Right.
Well, and I think that is true, because I think even with my line of questioning, I usually base it on a gut feeling of who I'm talking to, what the situation is. And I think, obviously, you have to, you know, and you kind of go. I never let the responses lead me, but I always – and there are times when I'm around and people are asking questions that – like, no, you don't ask that. It's not that person. You know, like, it's obviously this person. And I have felt that way before. And I feel that way quite often, to be honest with you, where I think, like, oh, the questioning's not right. You know, this isn't – they're talking to this person, or they think that, but it's not that person. You know, you need to be asking me questions. And I have that happen to me all the time. It's just I don't necessarily interrupt or speak up occasionally. So maybe it is – you know, trusting your gut and just going with it, because in reality, what happens if you're wrong? There's no consequences. It's just, I messed up. But, you know, I think that's what is interesting with all of this is you don't know. And if someone claims they do know, you know, more power to them, but I just don't know.
Yeah.
That's where you want to really get, like, your fact checkers. You know what I mean? For me, when I'm going to a location with somebody, I'm always like, if you want me to come in and do a walkthrough, no problem. Make sure there's somebody on site who has accurate information that can validate or back up, because there's going to be stuff that comes in you should be able to validate, but then there's going to be things that come in that you don't know if there's a history of it or not, but because we were able to validate things previous, then it should lead some claim to what is coming through, right? So I find it's always important when you do an investigation, you have somebody who's done the research, who knows and has knowledge of the building and even potential information. And when I say potential, I mean, like, you know, folklore or legend has it. Well, you want to check that too, right? Because sometimes there's truth to those legends, right?
Right.
So,
definitely.
Yeah. I always have a lot of fun when I'm in investigations. I just feel like a kid in a candy store, as awful as that sounds. But there's been times, too, where, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, there's too much coming in at once, and I don't know how to separate it, but I'll spit it all out.
Right.
And then after everything's done, we can start to separate all the information that came in, right? Because there's sometimes spirit that just kind of lump in together. There's, like, two women who are hiding from a spirit in the next room and a spirit in the next room. Can't find them, but knows they're around. So every time one comes up, the other two hide. But getting information of all three. And at the time, sometimes it's like, I can't tell what's what, but later on you'll find out three
right.
women were murdered and it was by, you know, the house owner. Right. So then it makes sense later on,
yeah.
like some of the information that comes up. So yeah, definitely interesting though.
For sure.
Now, do you work better, like we talked about remote viewing, with photos? Like if we say, hey, this is where we were last week, here's a photo or a video.
Yeah.
You know, those are downsides.
I've heard that way is good, but, sorry?
You know, when we do our remote view, we try to, we don't offer any type of insight to where we are. So there's sometimes, though, where
right.
if you give a picture or if you give a video, you're like, it's like a dead giveaway. So to
right,
what,
right.
where you
yeah.
are, what you're doing, you know, like, you know, so that is the issue. We try to keep it as true to form as possible, because obviously if you know we're, you know, at a morgue and there's
yeah.
dead bodies
that's
lying around.
Just,
all over,
you know what?
You're like, wait
that's
a minute.
And I'm just saying, even as a medium, I tell people, I'm like, yes, I connect to spirit, but I'm the one that's the biggest skeptic. Like, and when I say skeptic, I mean like, I'm the one that says, please hide anything that can say anything. Because I'm really,
right.
really trying to count on what I'm picking up rather than what I should be getting. So if we're in a morgue
right.
and you have me sitting in a morgue that is looking like a morgue, of course I'm going to come up with things, because that's just what the brain does. Is it right away goes,
right.
oh, there's a dead body here on the table. You know, I like to go in so blind that I'm like, what am I standing in? You know, and that to me is more, see, I don't know how to say this without sounding so raw, but there are times I get bored doing this because there's too much stuff to give away. And I'm like, guys,
mm-hmm.
hide this stuff. Come on. How hard is that, you know?
right.
But with photos and video, I mean, it's great. You can always do – so let's say – okay, because as we've been talking, by the way, I keep seeing around you guys, looks like small brick cobblestone road or pathway. So it looks like they're used brick walkway. I don't know if it's still there or if it's been covered up. But I got to talk about that. And somebody has a little tin that was buried underground, and somebody found it. So I don't know if it was like through magnet hunting. You know those magnet wands they use? What do you call that?
Uh-huh.
But it's like somebody
no
found
idea what
it, discovered
call,
this.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing, yeah, there's like nothing serious in there, but it's kind of like this little childhood keepsakes, like a little note written and a button and a tiny little toy, and it's hidden in a metal box. And somebody found it.
Hmm.
And it's because of renovations that are being done. So I'm not sure if that's coming up or if that's just happened, but it does feel like it's relatively new. But the walkway is what I can't pull away from. For some reason, I'm just standing on this walkway, and there's foxes and coyotes coming around. So I'm not sure if you're in the dead center of town or just the outskirts of town, but there's a fox or coyote-looking animal that comes up along this cobble walkway or this brickstone walkway. So I'm not sure if that makes sense to you or not, but just letting you know, this is what I pick up as we were talking.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So to answer the question is, when I'm sitting with somebody, I prefer we talk a little bit. You might want to ask me, what do you feel with this, or what do you think of that? Or, you know, that could be one way. Photos are always good as well. Doesn't necessarily have to be anything big. I mean, I've had somebody send me a picture of a person's hand, and all that it was a close-up of their hand, nothing else. And I did a read.
Wow.
It was pretty good.
That's cool.
It was cool. It was the first and only time I've done something like that, but it was cool. It was really cool. So, yeah. I keep seeing puppets with you guys, too. Now, I know Nikki collects dolls, but this literally looks like a puppet on strings. You know the Pinocchio puppet and strings?
Uh-huh. There's
some connection to Pinocchio and strings.
Huh.
That's kind of funny.
What do you get on that?
I don't know. I feel like it's just got like a really wicked smile to its face. I don't know if it's actually drawn on or not, but it's just, I'm not going to say it's evil. It doesn't feel evil, but it definitely feels like it's,
huh.
I know this sounds odd, but was there a room you guys were in where when you walk into this bedroom and it's old, it's got wooden frame around the doors, around the windows, very old fashioned, I'd say 1820s, 1840s. And there's a closet, but the closet, instead of being to ground level, it looks like somebody decided to build a closet halfway up, maybe 2 feet off the ground is where the closet starts. And it's like they placed the door 2 feet above the ground. And when you open up that closet door, that's where these dolls are in. And one of them is that puppet. It's like a marionette puppet on strings.
Very well could be.
Sounds weird, right? Sounds weird.
But
I've never seen a house.
Not really.
Where they had a door.
Not weird at all.
Feet off the ground.
No, it might be. It actually makes sense to the building that we were at.
Yeah.
And on top, secondly, there's probably nothing you can tell us that doesn't, like, that could be, like, weird. You know, we don't
yeah.
usually get weird enough.
It's us. Yeah, it's us.
We did have one investigation that I don't think we've talked to you since, and it was creepy, but not, like, the guy was creepy. Not, like creepy, like, as in scary, but he was, like, creepy as in, like, pedophile creepy. And that was a really interesting too.
Yeah, it was.
Because we had thought that, you know, a lot of the stuff might have been overblown, but then we actually got in to the building and saw a lot of the stuff that he had. And
I even unearthed
totally
some of the creepiness. Yeah.
Yeah, it was super creepy. You know, that's not the same place. That would be
totally different location than the last place.
The complete opposite. Like, if you couldn't have, like, two more opposite buildings, those would be the two opposite buildings. Those are
odd, totally.
Odd, super odd and not appropriate tie-in between the two. You know, it's just
oh my
not
God.
Right because...
yeah, that was messed up.
I don't know if this connects to what you're sharing with me, but I got to tell you, as you're saying this, I have a male that's coming through, and he's actually sitting in the room with Nikki, and he's trying to connect with Rob, and he's saying his name is John, and he's connecting to January, and then there was somebody who passed of a kidney or liver failure, and it's female. And his name is John. And as you were talking about, like, oh, there's a guy that's creepy, kind of almost like pedophile creepy, kind of weird, that's when the guy jumped up and he's like, hi, my name's John. And I'm like, dude, are you talking to me right now while they're talking about this? But, and he says he connects to Ben. So I don't know why, but he's jumping at the bit. He wants to talk. He's been with you since January. And it's beginning of January, like January 8th, January 10th, January 12th. And there has to be – now, I know you talked about morgues and stuff, but this has to be in connection with a funeral or a passing. So I don't know how or what – if you were recently somewhere in a location, this soul is connecting with you and saying there's an importance to the month of January. And then there's a blood disorder issue. So, like, I didn't get to have my kidneys fixed in time or – something about kidney and liver, and it's a failure. Like, you know, I just can't clean the blood, and this is a passing.
Huh. Well, let's see. We were at the same location. We did a walk-through the week previous, so it would have been the end of January.
Yeah.
And then we did the live stream last Tuesday. And then I think the times before were just, you know, standard buildings that we've been to many times. And like the creepy one,
back
that,
up
was
for
probably,
a second.
That was in October.
The January one, back up for a second. You did a walkthrough for January. Now, was there a green room and another room painted red, and then there's like a thin carpet on the ground? Almost looks like an oriental carpet. It's very thin. Because they're showing me two rooms. One room is painted like a very dark emerald green kind of paint, and this is like 1850s era style paint. And then another room is like dark red, and I keep seeing red rum, you know, which is the movie Murder Backwards, right?
Yeah.
But the red room is the one where it's, you know.
Huh.
Was this like a historic building you went to that has documentation or records of the history?
Because
he's like going through a filing cabinet. You know those old library catalogs that we used to have back in the 80s? If you wanted a book, you have to go through the card catalog. He's literally pulling open this old-looking card catalog, and he's going through it and pulling out cards and throwing them over his shoulder. And he's like, nope, not here anymore. Nope, not here anymore. You know, and he's going through the card catalog. And he just
it
makes me feel like it's like
somewhere.
This is history.
Yeah, that actually might make sense.
Yeah.
Well,
that
just good idea to jot it down and go back over to where you guys last were, and this is connecting to January. This will all somehow connect together. Sometimes will show us things. Don't yet understand it. You have your aha moment, but you start kind of laying the puzzle pieces down, and it comes together.
Love it.
Now, I don't know if it's John, like John or Jonathan, but there's a John and then mentions a Ben. Or Linda or Lydia is a female.
I do think it might make sense to the fact that the place we were just at might have those type of you know, cabinets and file systems.
Definitely.
Or did.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it did.
Does it feel like it's a older style?
Yeah, I think,
like record keeping.
Right.
Interesting.
Plus they, plus they probably had a library there. So,
yeah.
You know, if the file cabinets probably had, you know, records and stuff. And then, so, yeah, that could actually make a lot
it
of
totally
sense.
It totally does, yeah. Huh. Cool. Very cool. Very cool. I love it. It's pretty neat.
Do you want to know where we were, or do you want to wait? Because we might have your remote at some
point. I think maybe just wait, because I feel excited to, like, dip in. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's more like, are we really going to do this, or is it just kind of wait and see? I'm not sure yet. Lydia or Linda, that is the name of the female with the liver or kidney issue that passed. There's like a Spanish connection or Portuguese European connection to this as well. Lydia or Linda?
Interesting.
There's somewhere Spanish or Portuguese in the line, in the bloodline.
It's pretty cool.
See, for me, when I do this, it's kind of like reading a book. You read the book halfway, and when you get near the end, you just put the book down and walk away, and you're like, I'll never know the ending.
Right.
Like, I gotta know.
It's funny.
Well, we'll research that more and see if there's anything that matches
definitely.
Up to that. But
and
I have not got a chance to review all an hour 52 minutes, but I got to the point where it's always good for us to, at least for myself, to review our evidence somewhat close to the point where we left, because then I can remember like the times that I thought we captured stuff, and then it's easy to go back. Just when you look at some of the stuff that we've been reviewing, it's been, you know, like 3 years ago, and you kind of don't remember as much as you did last week.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
For sure.
So you had mentioned a doll, picking up the doll.
Yeah.
Now, what is your opinion on, you know, dolls? And, you know, that's the big thing. People are like, oh, that's a creepy doll. It's got a spirit in it. It's haunted. What's your take and your theory on, or belief on, you know, dolls and stuff? Do you think that they can hold spirits and attachments? And if so, why?
I think any object that you have can have an attachment of spirit or spirit connection. I myself have a few artifacts in my home that do have connections. I can't pretend to tell you why that is, because each spirit has their own reasoning or how it happens. But what I can tell you is psychically, I can understand how they've done it. So, okay, I'll give you an example. Like, I have a wind-up clown doll here, and it has sat silent for like a year and a half on my shelf, sitting on medicine, doesn't move. And I'm saying native medicine, like my cedar and my sage, it's been blessed. Doesn't feel negative, but there has been times where I feel a gentleman come into the space, and not long after, the doll's head, when you wind it up, its head moves in a circular motion when it's playing. So I've seen the head
That's
tilt
awesome.
Sideways, and it literally sounds like, you ever watch The Conjuring? You know when she winds up the little round toy in her hand, and it goes, boom.
Yes.
That's
yes.
literally the sound this clown makes, is the identical sound, okay? Like, my family, especially my husband, hates that I have it. He's like, get rid of it. I'm like, I can't. So, but it's here. And I've seen it a handful of times in the last year move. So I do have trigger objects around it. Mind you, it's been a few months. I've actually just tonight put up two wind-up called that are musical boxes, but you take it out of the music box, that wind-up one. I've put two of them beside it because I have a feeling something is going to come around that in the next couple of days. I don't know. It's called the psychic spidey sense. I just kind of can feel when something is about to happen. I'm not sure entirely sure where or when, but I do. Mm-hmm. But objects definitely can carry attachments. And if there was somebody in life who died a tragic or sudden death or had fear, you know, even a grown man, you know, could be on his deathbed and is afraid to let go and will cling to something that he holds dear to him. Could be a pack of playing cards, could be the glasses he was wearing, could be, you know, the person standing next to him at his deathbed, you know, they will attach or cling to things. So the question is, can it be cleansed? Can it be absolved? In most cases, yes. Yes, it can be, because you're working with the soul. You're having to help guide that soul in feeling at peace enough to transition and move on and to let go. But there are times where a soul can let go of something, and then that object becomes now an open portal if you don't close it right. Right? It almost becomes like a doorway, so to speak. So do I believe that every object we've ever heard of or come across has this? No, I believe the potential is there and oftentimes can happen. Right? Like, I've had people come to me and say, oh, I swear my Ouija board's haunted. They brought it to my house. I'm like, no, it's not. I don't feel anything on this. But that's just my opinion. It's psychically what I pick up, it's nothing. It's flat. There's no energy to it, you know? But they'll come and leave it here because they're so terrified. And they'll attribute anything that was going on in our house to it must be the Ouija board. It's got attachments. And once the Ouija board, everything is now settled down, you know. But it's more like you got to investigate what's going on and what makes you think or feel it might be connecting to that object. So whether it's a doll, you know, or that puppet like I was talking about, there's something that you'll feel. Right. You can feel it, right? Like, Nick, you have all those dolls. I mean, hundreds of them.
Yes.
Out of all of them, do you feel all of them have an attachment, or is there a few, certain few that really scream out to you?
There's a few that have, I think, attitudes, if you will. It feels like they're just like, some of them feel more spirited than others, let's put it that way. Yeah. Some feel more spirited.
And I can agree to that. So that's that with things, and I'm like, you can kind of feel some energy on certain items, but there's others where you come across, and it's just like you worded it perfectly. There's like an attitude. Like, you can feel it.
Yes.
You don't know what you could put your finger on, but you're like, if that thing had an attitude, I can see it, you know?
Right, exactly.
It literally feels that way, right?
Yeah, it feels moody. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
But yeah, I like
you
to test my stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
So I actually sent you two pictures on Facebook, and one is just a general picture of where we were last week, and number two is a doll, and the doll is just a doll that Nikki just is getting, hasn't got it yet.
I don't even know if it's haunted.
It's just a cool doll that we're going to take and use for our investigating. So if you get anything on that, you know, go with that one, or the staircase from the building that we just were at that might be the January connection one. So you got two pictures there.
I love how Rob's always testing. He's like, come on, Joe, let's try something else. I love it. I do. I actually love it. This doll, I'm going to tell you, has been, I feel like it's transitioned to like several different homes. I almost want to say like, somebody's walked this doll. You know that saying, I don't know, have you ever seen the video where somebody had a doll and it looked like it was actually walking? That's what I feel with this doll, Nick. Like, real talk, I'd be like, let me glue the shoes down to the floor because this thing is going to start walking. Right? It's almost like I can hear it saying, mama, mama.
It is a walking doll. It walks.
Shut up. Are you serious?
No, for
shut
real.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
That's why I was like, oh, my God.
Well, that's what I'm getting up from this, right? So the Spanish connection feels like it's with this girl. And who's the potatoes, or what's with the potatoes?
I don't know, but I love potatoes.
You know what, Rob? I hope you're writing this all down. There's something in connection to potatoes in this doll, okay? That's all I got to tell you. And I would love to see Rob sitting down at 3 a.m. in the room alone, locked, with that doll and nothing but a camera.
And a potato.
That would be awesome. And a potato.
I would pay to see that, Rob.
Yes.
And put a potato in there. So the second picture, I keep seeing a lot of girls running in here. I don't know why, but I see a lot of girls running in here. Now, I'm not sure if this was a school for girls or for children, but I see girls in here. Now, there's a fire also in connection not far from the stairs. There was a fire. Do you have information on this building? Like, do you know if I'm telling you, you'll say, oh, yes, it makes sense, or yes, we know about this, or no, we don't?
Well, so now we were lucky that we actually had one of the guides that was there. It was like a historian of the building in the area. So she gave us a little bit of information, but I would say we probably only have a minor amount, but there are, you know, she did give us a bunch of information.
So there is a woman that helped run this place. And if I want to say, almost makes me feel like it was a nun that took care of the place, or someone who used to be a nun or became a nun afterwards, because there's nun, like, you know, the priests and the nun, I get nun all over this. And then I feel like there's a wrought iron gate. I keep seeing a wrought iron gate, or what looks like wrought iron, steel, black, twisted metal. And there's a fire. And then there's a photo hanging on the wall. It's in black and white. And it's almost like it's a school photo, or it's a photo of a bunch of people together in front of the property. Right? So I want to say there's also like a room upstairs where people were teaching how to do art, or somebody who did artistic talents. And it's there. There is a very big open spaced room on, I don't know if it's the second or third floor, but it's a very big open spaced room, and it has what we would call today sun windows. You know those windows that kind of jut outside of the building, but inside the room you can walk up to the window and there's a place for you to sit on, and it actually is like a whole seat, and the window is just the window and a bench, and you're sitting on it. Like, this is what I'm seeing. Catherine, you'll get the name Catherine with this. And very formal. You're not allowed to say Kathy. You're not allowed to call her Cat. You have to say Catherine. It is very, like, determined. That's what you have to say, Catherine. Very light, sandy brown, blonde hair. What you will find also, gentlemen, again, we're back to liver failure. In this place, this became like a place for men to shelter in or sleep at, or is this like a drop place? Because this is later in time, where I feel like there was a man that came here. I want to say like this gentleman struggled with addictions of some sort, or had some issues he just couldn't stop doing. It's like he knows if he keeps doing it, he'll die. And he's like, but I can't stop. It's like I got the devil on my back. That's his feeling, you know? And it's like your body's worn down, and this space with so much energy is just like he's easy pickings. So you will get a gentleman too. And the bathtub with the feet. Okay, Rob, do you have any photos of the bathrooms in there? Because there's really rounded tile and bathtub feet. Make sense?
So I don't have any pictures in the bathroom. And there were no tubs.
Do you remember the bathroom, what it looks like? Okay.
I do.
The bathroom I'm seeing.
No tubs or showers.
Okay. There's a bathroom I'm seeing. I'm not sure why it's being shown to me, because as I'm looking at the bottom picture, I'm seeing what looks like a small room. It's very narrow. Almost looks like a water closet. And the flooring, so there's wood all around, a dark chestnut wood, but on the floor, there's tile, but instead of it being like today's normal tile, they're rounded small tile, like tiny little octagon shape or rounded shaped tile on the floor. And there's a bathtub in there with feet.
I think that's accurate.
I'm not too sure, but just like I said, chat this all down. Go back and take a peek, chat with, you know, and see what they have. But there would have been a fire not far from those stairs. And I keep feeling like it was quite a significant fire. It wasn't like a tiny little, you know, garbage can fire. This was like a fire that was pretty significant. There had to be changes made around the stairs. That's all I get. And who's the nun? I don't know why I see nuns and young girls. And I'm saying girls from ages 10 to 14, 10 to 16. They're just young.
Hmm.
Rob's like, Joe's lost her, you know, she slid off the cracker there, Joe.
No, I think, well,
I think
it
there's
actually,
probably a lot of accuracy to that, yeah.
The only thing I don't know about is the fire.
Yeah.
The fire, I'll tell you this much, the fire, so this building would have been opened in the later part, the 19th century, so like 1870 to 1890, and, or at least the land is, because I feel like there's development. There would have been a very large, so the dog looks like those Irish settler dogs, you know, those Irish wolfhound kind of dogs. I see that dog in front of the building. And there's women in long pinafore dresses and skirts. So, like, I'm not hearing cars. I'm hearing, like, people walking and just horses clumping. But that doesn't mean there wasn't a time where vehicles pulled up in front. I'm trying to see where that cobblestone is. I'm almost sure, like, the cobblestone connects, but it's probably off to the side or back of the building. I'm not sure if it's even the same space. I'm just trying to connect and see where this all fits in together. But there is a layering here, but it's not very different. So it's not like I'm trying to pick up something from like 1725 and then we've got 1900. You know what I mean? This feels like very late 1800,
right,
early 1900 kind of energy that's coming through. That's what I can pick up from this. And that's what has been like used as two or three different things. So definitely record keeping. And I feel like on the main floor was like a family run shop. So like you can go in and pick up medicines and cough syrup and a loaf of bread and flour. Do you know what I mean? And it seems like it's on the sideboards, or there's sideboards, or you would go and order it there and then they would send out for somewhere.
Right. Very interesting.
I can hear
I think
Rob's brain, like, click, 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 click. I'm trying to think about something. I was like, what the hell is she talking about?
Well, actually, you know, what's funny is they had a whole section came from a store. And
okay.
I don't
like
know
old
if maybe
pins and old jugs and a pencil crayon box, things like that, and old medicine camphor jars. Like little green jars.
Or I know one for sure was a dollhouse.
Okay. Oh, I just got goosebumps. Okay, the dollhouse is going to have something. Oh, dude, I just got total goosebumps when you said that. Okay, that tells me we need to talk about this dollhouse. So I guess you don't have a photo of it, huh?
I probably do. I could probably get one
somewhere
to you, but just not,
yeah,
not on hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you like, we can try without the dollhouse, the photo. I'm just going to let the doggy out for his midnight pee. Sorry, guys.
No,
so,
or we could save it for when we have you, you know, live streaming.
Whatever
streams.
Works.
We'll probably be going back soon. I know we're actually,
yeah,
we're coming in. We have about 6 minutes left on the show tonight. We're running
Ouch.
Until 11:30. So I don't know if we'd be able to dive too deep into that.
Sure.
But
yeah.
So I guess in the meantime, what you can do is see what I hope you jot this down, Rob, because I know he's a big skeptic
potato.
At heart. Love it, though.
Potato,
love it.
Potato.
We need to be. But we need to know about the potato, the walking doll, the marionette puppet, and it's something that would have hung on string because it kept showing me Pinocchio, but it's not Pinocchio. Do you know what I mean? So I knew it wasn't Pinocchio itself, but it talks about the same type of, you know, and there was a closet that was built into a bedroom. And, you know, like the foot of the closet is normally like on floor level, right? Well, the vision they're showing me is in this room, and it's like almost 2 feet off the ground. And it's this long, narrow, skinny closet. And I feel like this would be, oh, man, I'm trying to see if it's the same place. It's hard to tell because it is built in the same type of structural setting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave that there for now. But that would be around Dahl. And then there's the name Lydia or Linda, liver and kidney mm-hmm. failure issues, would have passed possibly from heart attack or stroke, but it's because of the failure of liver and kidney. There is a John or Johnny or Jonathan also talking about Ben, and there is a strong name for Ben. Like, I can't move from the name Ben, but John I can kind of play with, and same thing with Lydia. It could be Lydia or Linda, and it could be John or Jonathan,
mm-hmm.
but Ben is a strong Ben. Like, there's no moving from Ben.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to see what you guys get with the doll.
Yes.
I am dying.
Yay.
Well, before we let you go, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you if they're interested in getting a reading done.
Aside from finding me here on Live Paranormal, you guys can find me on Facebook as Joni White Buffalo, spelled J-O-A-N-N-I-E. And I'm on every Saturday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do live readings on my show. And I'm also booking for appointments. My next available date is March 27th. So, yeah.
Awesome.
That's about it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
I appreciate
it. It was great coming on. I love it. It's always
just we've missed you.
Together.
Yes, we missed you.
Too.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I will let you guys go. But thank you so much for tonight. It was wonderful. I appreciate it. I've missed you. And hope to hear from you guys again soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
So we're going to have to start taking potatoes and run. Potatoes and dolls.
Well, I love potatoes. You know this.
And dolls.
And dolls. I love potatoes and dolls. So you know
maybe
this
you
doll and I have a lot in common.
So maybe like
potato
your official, like Mr. Potato Head.
No.
I think so.
Not,
that's the new spokesman.
Not the same. Not the same. No, not the same.
It's a doll. It's a potato. It's a, everything
no.
you could ever ask for.
Not true at all.
All right. Well,
nope.
Then I'll tell you what. I will make you a little doll.
You can be
potato.
The potato head. You can be the potato head.
I'll make you a doll out of a potato that we can take all over.
That might be weird. People think I'm special. They'll be like, look at that special girl walking around with a potato. They probably think I'm special anyway. It's okay.
That's what I was going to say. You left yourself wide open. It was almost like too wide open that I didn't even say anything because it was just like.
I did it anyway. I did it. I went there.
Yeah,
cool.
So. I didn't even bother going there because you set yourself up. It was just too much. You know, when
it's
like laid out that easy, there's no point to take it because there's no work that is put into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yep.
Well, I guess we'll start shopping for Mr. Potato Heads, and we're making our own.
Yep.
I've got some googly eyes in the art room here, and I'll make a googly eye potato.
You do that. Okay.
We can even, you might even make a potato REM pod, too. A potato pod.
Yeah. Okay. We've got 17 seconds left.
All right. Well, we'll see everyone next week, and have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.